I didn't realize I had an audience tonight, but we'll get into that in a second. But hello, good night, good evening, and all things in between. This is DJ Hoppa Honey, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is another delightful installment of The Skinny Hour, but this time it's a remix. It's not a remix, but it is the training special extraordinaire. I have two beautiful trainees here. Would you like to introduce yourselves with real name or your DJ names?
Of course. DJ name yet to be decided. Real name Sevi. Glad to be here.
DJ name JJ Meekster.
Good
real
one,
name
dude.
You don't need to know that.
All you need to know is JJ Meekster.
All you need to know is JJ Meekster.
That's really good. I feel like Sevi is a good DJ name. Like, yeah. DJ Sevi.
Yeah, it's a nickname to begin with. It kind of counts.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, but how are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing great as well, you know. Watched a nice movie this evening.
Yeah, Parasite?
No, I watched Parasite two nights ago.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems tonight.
Oh my gosh. I've wanted to watch Uncut Gems so badly.
It was a wild one.
Really?
It was wild.
I just, like, listened to an interview with, like, the Safdie brothers about, like, the casting of Uncut Gems, and it's how, like, random jewelers that they know.
Well, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I mean, it's not out on, like, streaming services yet, or, like, YouTube. You can't buy it anywhere, so we have to go through some, like, websites to find it.
123 Movies.
We don't condone illegal movie streaming here at WMFO.
No. This is my friend who did it for me.
It's always a friend.
But so we were unsure if at the beginning of the, if we were watching the right movie, but we stuck with it and we saw Adam Sandler and then we were like, okay, we're in.
That's nice. So good.
And it was good. It was worth it.
Oh, definitely. It was a good movie.
That's did you end stressful. Up taking a dinner break?
Yeah, we did take a dinner break Sundays at Carm.
Smart.
Oh, the vats of ice cream really, really do something for me.
You have to wait a little bit. Like, wait for it to melt a little bit, and then the ice cream's, like, the perfect temperature.
Dude, you know what I did tonight? Vegan brownie in the microwave, ice cream on top, Sundae in Duwick.
Oh.
Superior to Sundae in Carm.
I did the vegan chocolate cake in Carm the other night with almond butter on top.
Is that the white frosting? White frosting. When it's the first day out, it's so moist and it's so good. But like
so
after
moist.
The second day out, like there's sometimes they put it out again. Yeah. It's
you just
dry.
Have to microwave it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with a wet paper towel to get some moisture in there.
Wet
yeah.
paper towel. Smart, JJ Meester.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Honestly, best way to steam vegetables in your home, bowl. Put the veggies in a bowl, wet paper towel over it. 3 minutes, you're done.
Did not know
easy.
That.
That has been my great contribution to humanity. But since this is normally an astrology podcast, not podcast, but talk time on through the good graces of WMFO, what's your signs?
Do you want my, you know, entire chart? Or
well,
just my sign.
I mean, you could give me your entire chart if you have that on lock.
Well, I do.
Everyone
actually.
Has co-star these days, which has been very titillating.
I don't know what any of this means. I know like what my like sign is.
Okay, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, that's so fun.
Mm. Okay, so like
you
I don't know what
like
that
means.
You have
like the big, deep, dark eyes that most Cancers
chocolate,
do have.
Chocolate, I've heard, right?
They're really intense.
Yeah,
they're just
pools of
longing.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
but I don't know what a Cancer means. I don't know what like what your chart is. I don't know what this says about me.
Well, I think the normal like big three that people should know is like their sun sign, which is like you know you're a Cancer. That's your sun sign. Then your moon sign. That's like your emotional side. Those are your feelings.
And how do you find that out?
And then well,
your birth time,
your birth location, and there are wonderful. Like calculators of it for you. They can calculate your chart for you in all your different aspects and angles. And you can do that. You just have to make sure like what type of astrology you're looking at. Cause like the big ones are like Western or like tropical astrology. And then there's Vedic sidereal astrology, which is like very different in terms of like the measurements that they use. So things can get a little wacky, but you can just all, and then the last one's your rising sign, which is like how you're perceived. It's very fun. Savvy, would you like to tell me your moon and your sun, moon, and rising?
My sun is Libra. My rising is Sag, and my moon is in Aries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are all very exciting ones. I've never met a person who has that breakdown, like, or even one that comes close.
I'm born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That rocks.
I know. At 13:13. Crazy, right?
Are you into numerology at all?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is very exciting. I feel like we'll definitely be back to do more to do more talks about this. But yeah, thank you so much for being here, and this is wonderful. And now we're gonna listen to Love is the Message by
shooting even when it's dark and now we got flash. Pulling out the parking lot, I got gas. Remember I had an empty tank with no gas. Remember I was with my bitch, she got ass. She really like to twerk the shit on my face. She really like to bring her nigga to my place. She really like to wear a nigga chains and rings. He really like to claim possessing this slave. I'm running in the way, little bitch, I might slay. Boom, camera flashing, okay. So, capture flashing like glow. Kiki, Vogue, and all of these hoes. Kiki, supermodel, I swear. Naomi, fuck the model, I swear. Sheesh, leave, go back to your man. Please, leave, come back to your man. Sheesh, kissing you like when we first met. Kissing nigga like your new nigga. Nowadays, we don't make out. Nowadays, we just stay out. You out till you cry like, dick you down till you die like, look you deep in your eyes like, my how did all of this time fly? I kiss you like when we first met, kiss a nigga like your new nigga, kiss on me like your boyfriend, touch on me like your boyfriend. I'll eat you out till you cry like, dick you down till you die like, look you deep in your eyes like, my how did all of this time fly? And nowadays I'm a new nigga, still crushing on the same niggas. Left the kid back from overseas. Left, got jealous and got over me. Smoke this reef and get high as me. Talk to Lucy, come fly with me. Walk a chip, shoot them tongue with me. I hate it when the pressure hits, I get cold. It really takes a hold on me and I'm froze. I try to get a hold of it, the shit jam. And now I gotta live with the fact that I am. And saying that my heels for real, I'm too high. And now I gotta live with the fact that I'm trying. And now I gotta live with the fact that I'm trying. And now I gotta live with the fact that I shooting even when it's dark and now we got flash. Pulling out the parking lot, I got gas. She really like to twerk this shit on my face. She really like to bring a nigga to my place. She really like to wear a nigga chains and ring. He really like to claim possessing this slave. I'm running down the way, let bitch on my slave. Oh, camera flashing, okay. So, capture flash the bitch, what? Kiki, cameraman, you best what? Kiki, supermodel, I swear. Naomi, fuck the model, I swear. Shit, me go back to your man. Me come back to your man.
Hey, kiss a nigga like you used to. Kiss a nigga like you. Touch me like your boyfriend. Talk to me like your boyfriend. Think of me like your boyfriend. Like your boyfriend. Kissing me like I used to. Kissing me like a new nigga. Kissing me like your boyfriend. Touch me like your boyfriend. Talk to me like your boyfriend. Think of me like your boyfriend. Your boyfriend.
To show you how it's done.
Okay, my pitch pad like battle rappers that make albums with no outcome. X the middleman, no Malcolm. Where's the talcum? Powder when I smack niggas. Palm itching, name palms, we bomb business. Battle the strategist is just a game of battleship. Nevada is the futuristic version of an advocate. Activist, everybody lean on me. Got them bags full of goodies like I'm CeeLo Green. Who the fuck trying to mob out? I've been on my job, no need to call out. Turn your crib into a game of Fallout. You put me in a waterbed, I crawl out. Alligator swag, came through with the navigator swag.
Indirection.
View with discretion upon my beat selection. You came with aggression, now your neck gon' need protection.
Pyrotechnics.
Watch him come with the water hose. Make it rain on the beach, that's how you water hose. Make it rain with the clip for those that all oppose. Put their face in a box inside a centerfold. Fire flows like I'm red and white.
Mario.
Zeltron out the barrio, cold as Ontario. These niggas hysterical, I'm historical. I am the oracle, I been know what's in store for you.
No, wait. Yes, you can't fuck with this.
Pyrotechnics.
This is God's
Don't talk me, don't step that, don't talk me, don't step that, don't talk me.
Jacob when they see me in my shoes. See me in the news, all these new, how are you? Feel like I might catch fear for the ladder. Jacob feels the fields in my souls. Angel power, God, Father, figure it out. But now I'm out of bounds. How about that? How about that? I'm in the clouds. I'm forever napping. Heaven's a place. Nothing ever happens. Enters his face and runs away laughing. Put a laugh track in place of all of my rapping. Can't only find placements. My tracks are gap kids. They click the link by accident. Here's the password to my MacBook. If I pass away, pass out my artwork. I don't wanna end up like Arthur. Damn, but I might.
Fell in love, but it ain't gon' last. Hydroplane like I ain't gon' crash. No frame with my face on glass. No ring when they check my class. Got a minute, got a second, got a day. Gotta get it, gotta find another way. I ain't tripping, I'm just feeling what I say. I ain't talking, I'm just spilling from my brain. Everybody think I got it figured out. Chasing sanity while niggas chasing clout. Show me love in the face of all doubts. That would tell me all I need to know about you. Ain't nobody gon' love you like me. Ain't nobody gon' trust you like me. Baby girl, I know we can say the word. So why you wanna fight me?
You love to show out. Show your new outfit.
That was a very stressful transition, and I think I handled it really well. How are you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, well handled.
Thank you.
Super well handled.
Yeah. We had some really good requests that were played by my super cool trainees. We had Wake Up Jacob, that's so fun to say, by Sitcom and Orion's Son. And then we had Swim by Brockhampton. I voiced my opinions on Brockhampton one too many times on this show, but I liked Swim. That was a nice one.
Thank you.
It's good.
I mean, it's halfway through the hour, guys. It would be a little, be kind of awkward, honestly, if we like didn't read a PSA. Like,
that'd be very awkward.
Yeah, super duper. So weird. Do you want to talk more into the mic?
Yeah.
You can pull it towards you. It comes to you. Unlike women, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Oh, that's really
hard. The binder was punched. The binder is fine. I don't know about you, Savvy.
My fingers have never bent that way before.
Oh.
There's a first time for everything.
Truly. Really?
Would you guys like to take it away?
Jordan?
I think I would.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too.
And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos.
That's PETA, PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO.
That is so true. I'm like a tomato and mushroom loving person.
Onion?
Is it onion or mushroom?
Both.
Oh my gosh.
Why not both?
I'm very into both. Mm. I would say onions with mushrooms is really good. Do you have, would you like to share your favorite food?
Are we talking about our favorite food that's served at Tufts? Or are we talking about our favorite food?
Oh. Wait, both. Let's do both.
What if it's the same?
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Jordan, I think you have something you want
to
say.
No, I'd like to hear you first.
Well, I think my favorite food served at Tufts is the vegan cheese pizza in Duick.
Really?
No. Although, actually, it's not bad.
Are you vegan?
No, but I love vegan cheese.
Interesting.
I think it's so good. I think my favorite food served in a Tufts dining hall would have to be the bibimbap in Duick on Tuesdays. It's so good. And then my favorite food outside of Tufts, it's probably shakshuka. So good.
I used to work at a tate.
Oh.
And I had to serve shakshuka.
Wow.
Yeah. And those things are so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was like always, and it was also, I worked there in like the summer. Mm-hmm. People were still ordering shakshukas. I'm like, are they really that good?
Yeah. There's just so much parsley. At tate especially.
So much parsley.
So much. Jordan.
So if we're talking about Tufts foods, are we including Hodge or is this just dining hall?
Oh, I would include Hodge.
I would include Hodge.
See, I'm a full-fledged endorser of Hodge. I think I try to go there at least once a day.
At least.
I've actually gotten close with some of the workers there. This one woman, Maria, she's probably in her late 50s from Italy. So I try to work on my Italian with her. she also rolls my burritos for me. So
it's symbiotic.
It is.
Commensalism.
So I would toss Maria's burrito up there. I get it grilled actually for like two. I think it's 2:15. I think that's the amount of time you put it in.
Yeah. Grilled burritos.
Grilled burrito. It's borderline quesadilla.
Borderline.
If they're sometimes they roll it pretty bad, but the times they roll it well, that's the best thing I can get on campus. Mm-hmm. Off campus, nice little restaurant I go to a lot often in the summer with my parents has like the dopest tiramisu I've ever had.
Love tiramisu.
It is like so good.
Is this in Chicago area?
This is.
Wow. I forgot that desserts also count as food.
Yeah.
It's wild. You forget it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Well, then maybe I should have said the vegan cake.
Vegan cake is so good. I like the apple spice one.
Yeah.
I like to put extra cinnamon on top and then honey because I do eat. Wow. I am a honey vegan.
Yeah, I'm always wondering if you can eat honey or not.
It's like it gets really sticky if you like mash it up. I like to like honestly liquefy a lot of my foods.
Understandable. It's
baby bird status.
I'm very baby bird. Like one of my drawing classes, they watched me take like a breakfast sandwich and like an avocado and mush them until it was like soup, and then like
gross.
I used a spoon to eat it.
Gross.
And it was That's all right. like liquid bread tomatoes. Like, and they were just watching me do this, and it was humiliating is not the right word, but I'll use that as a filler.
An expose.
Yeah.
Did you feel like incredibly vulnerable in that moment?
Cause like I just had like I looked like a baby because I had like mush like running from my mouth, and I was like, no, don't look at me, I'm hideous. Yeah. Shout out to everyone in my drawing class who puts up with how much I burp and watching me do that.
Nice.
You're literally a baby in this class.
Because it's at early in the morning.
Yeah, and also this class, like, we just do still lives of, like, sock monkeys and, like, dolls, and like it's all just like soft toys. It's like no one's making you draw like a bowl of oranges.
So it's saying it's bringing out your inner baby.
Oh yeah,
there's lots of childlike joy in this class.
That's some Freudian ish right there. Seriously,
aphorism.
Let's not go there.
Let's go there. Honestly, yeah. But wait, PAX. What about PAX?
You see, okay,
Are you not PAX people?
I've been there like twice.
No.
Because I literally, every time I go there, I think it's closed. Like, I don't know their schedule. There's that website. I'm Jewish, okay? But I don't know half the holidays that they're closed for. So there's a website that you can go to that isitajewishholiday.com, and you can check if it's a Jewish holiday, and that's how you can check if PAX is open.
Interesting. Are you looking
at... I'm away from the mic right now because I'm looking to see if it is a Jewish holiday.
That typing noise is giving me crazy ASMR.
Oh my god, I'm having to accept what are they asking? I'm having to open a pop-up? No, I don't care if it's a Jewish holiday anymore.
Uh-oh.
I have too many tabs open on my computer at all times. I have all my Adobe applications open. And QuickTime Player? Okay, I don't know what I use my laptop for. No, but PAX is a really good value meal, I think, like at lunch, because you get the sandwich, the pickle, you can get chips,
a side,
or like pita bread, and then like a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can just hold on to, say, like your chips in your backpack for like later.
And then you can still go to DeWick.
And then you can still go to DeWick. It's absolutely genius.
Mm-hmm. I once got there. I once got PAX, and I was like, where am I going to eat this? Like, of course I'm going to go to DeWick. And I just walked over there, and they were like, I was like, oh, they're like, okay, you're just going to you're gonna swipe in. So I swiped in. They're like, it's not working here. You got here too fast. I'm like, they're like, when did you buy this? I'm like, like 5 minutes ago. They're like, technically, you're still in line. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why it didn't work. So now I had a bad experience at PAX, and I haven't been back.
I actually also had an experience at PAX that has convinced me to not go back, which is that one of my best friends works there. They'll remain unnamed. And I asked for a pastrami sandwich, and they said, okay, I'll give you a pastrami sandwich. And I opened it, and it was just full of pastrami. There was nothing else in the box.
That's an intense meat.
Yeah, I would check the state of that friendship.
It was an overload of pastrami.
Oh my god.
The friendship's doing great, but
the pastrami? Maybe,
the pastrami is long gone.
Maybe they gave you so much pastrami because they love you.
That's exactly what they did.
Too much pastrami sometimes makes the baby go blind.
Well, I think she might have been pastrami deficient before, and maybe they were just looking after her.
No, they absolutely were, but I proceeded to eat all the pastrami, and for that reason, I have not come back to PAX.
I remember, like, when I still ate meat, there was, like, a period of, like, a month when I was, like, 10. I was so obsessed with salami. I ate a whole like pack of salami.
Don't get me started on deli meat.
Like with my bare hands.
I'm telling you, don't get me started.
Cheese roll up as well. We used to do like salami, cheese, mustard, roll it up, eat it like it's some sort of smoking device.
That's illegal.
Like a salami cigarette, but you just put it in your mouth.
Salami cigarette. That's actually the name of my band. No, I'm kidding.
That sounds enticing, though. I would smoke a salami cigarette.
Me as well.
I mean, would that be double smoked?
You don't want this smoke. That rocks.
I'll have a double smoked salami.
I'll have a double smoked cigarette just uses a salami. Slice of salami as the wrapper. Crazy.
I wish the listeners could see how wide my eyes are right now with like the endless possibilities.
We should really like go to a cigarillo company.
That's good.
Ooh, a cigarillo that was salami flavored.
Oh,
a salami backwood.
And then so it was it's like, what flavor is it? Oh, it's smoked.
Oh wow, that's
artisanal. Double smoked.
If anyone works for Backwood
and is listening,
Backwood, please sponsor this radio show
and send us some smoked rolls, please.
Genoa salami only.
Wow, this has been amazing. I mean, like, no one listens to this show, so like, I really am allowed to do whatever I want. But we can get back into some hip hop and mic drop in.
Was Sevi just about to freestyle?
No.
Sevi, do you want to freestyle? This is a safe space.
No, I don't. Okay. Do you want to hear my song, though? I just wrote a song.
Wait, can I?
Should I play my two song?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a real song?
It's a joke song.
But she wrote it for an application.
I did. I had an application that said, write a creative song.
Uh-oh, you need the plug.
Oh, impossible. I was just gonna...
You're just gonna play it into the mic? That's fine.
Let's see.
Like, life is too convenient now, and we're forgetting.
We can listen to a good 10 seconds.
Like, hey, I guess. So I'm not exactly sure why I decided to write a song for this. I think, like, maybe I just wanted you guys to know I play the guitar. You should also know that I can't sing, so we'll see how this goes. Anyway, here goes nothing. Two is very special to me. From day one, I've had a home. In the darkest times and scary days, I've never felt alone. And I love first years. Oh, yes, I do. Like, this part is copyright, so.
That was good, though.
That's so good.
Thank you.
You can sing.
Physically.
Everyone can sing.
Exactly.
I mean.
So many famous, like, singers can't actually sing.
But do you listen to Foxygen?
Los Chachos can't even sing.
Flavor Pack.
Yeah. Do you know Los Chachos?
Oh, my God, no.
They're a small band. They're just a SoundCloud band that, like, my friends and I kind of fell upon.
fell upon.
But no, they put some good stuff out recently.
Yeah, no, they have good shit.
They create kind of like the majority. Yeah, you can't swear.
You are now banned from WMFO.
I'll see myself out.
The main theme that Los Chachos deals with are kind of like this. They kind of created this universe of characters. They called it like the Cheetoverse, and they kind of like it's. It centers around their main character, Cheetofoot. They're an interesting band, though. Definitely listen.
Do you happen to have any chach on your phone?
I do have some chach on my phone.
Could you possibly pterodactyl?
I think this is probably... We'll save this one for next week, I think. We'll save those chachos for next week.
Okay. I don't actually know if I'm ready right now, because I was doing some educational raps earlier at the Natural History Museum.
Oh, dang.
Because that's my big dream, is, like, I'd like to be a cool Miss Frizzle.
Ah, yes.
Like, Miss Fo-Shizzle. That was a joke. I really...
Shakespeare rap. Make Shakespeare cool.
Mm-hmm.
Raise kids' standardized test scores.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's going to be standardized tests in the future.
Dude, I hope so.
They're just gonna, like, look at your, like, thumbprint and see if you're genetically viable.
You're good.
You're right.
The future is upon us, and I don't think I want it.
Do you remember when that whole, God, what was going on with the SAT in the fall? They were doing, like, a score in addition to your score, talking about, like, the degree of privilege you have and how that plays into your SAT. They decided not to do
it. I was talking to you about
this. No, we did talk about that, which is also super cool.
The privilege score, it's called.
Yes.
They gave a number. The SAT has since removed this, but it's a number that they've given to people on their SAT score that the kids can't see, that just given to colleges to say, like, this is how privileged this kid would be, like, what the average of his town's privilege is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the school can kind of get, like, a more representative view of, like, okay, this kid's coming from a rich background. He got tutored, or this kid's coming from not much, and he got this score.
That's so good in principle, but the execution
in practice
is so creepy.
Because impossible.
It's done based off your race and the average income in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Or in not your home, the average income in your community per home.
Yeah, which is so personalized, like, in the slightest.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Luckily, they decided not to go through with it.
Jeez.
I know, but it's super serious.
I wonder why. But I think this has been a very informative talk. Please tune in next week to the Skinny Hour for, what are they called again?
Los Chachos.
Los Chachos. We will be doing
a comprehensive overview.
A deep dive.
Mm-hmm. A deep dive
we're doing
into the
Cheeto
lore.
We're doing a symposium. on, we're doing a panel discussion.
On the chotch.
Incredible. Yeah. And are you ready to go?
You been here before, I guess you're indigo. I see you indigo. Don't act like you're rich, just go for broke. Just go for broke. You see me right now, yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I fuck with you off this pill. I think I'm loving you like I'm Kim or Robin. She thicky, make this bitch a lake. Alright, Ricky, Julie, handing a glass shade for real. Booty, made it a mandate to get it groovy. Taking the landscape behind you. How you get all that behind you? Wait till you whine, I'ma have to unwind you. Wine and dine you, get inside you and wear your skin. Sacrificial, the Lord, a freak. Get it wet, she done sprung a leak. Drip, wrist my fit, my bitch. Grip my waist, I duplicate. Dip, I dip, you dip. And it's drip. Wrist my fit, my bitch. Grip my waist, I duplicate. Dip, yeah, I dip, you yeah. dip. And it's bitch.
I just took some acts to see. Ain't no telling what the side effects can be. All these fire tracks equal checks to me. And you don't wanna test a nigga weaponry. I'm like, wait. Now skate, big girl, go and make your play. Skinny girl, go and get loose, loose with it. I wanna hit, don't let Bruce get it. Meet me at the function, Mike. Take you home and eat you out for lunch tonight. What's your velocity? Teach me how to touch you right. If I spend a couple dollars, would you fuck tonight? You gon' up the price, I need a deal. Cause you done caught the big fish on the reel. And I can make your water splash with a feel. And I can make your body drip like a spill. Like how you feel, so can we chill?
いかんせんなありの女ですから、いかんせんなありの女ですから、いかんせんなありの女ですから、いかんせんなありの女ですから、いかんせんなありの女ですけど、いかんせんなありの女ですけど、いかんせんなありの女ですけど、いかんせんなありの女ですけど、
もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももも、もろはの剣、もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももも、もろはの剣、もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももじょ、もじょもじょもももも、もろはの剣、
呼ばんといて呼ばんといて呼ばんといてもちょお前の胸に手を当てよ。いかんせんな riding new shit, rim spinning.
I broke up with my ex girl.
Riding new shit, rim spinning like a fidget. Ayy, riding new shit, rim spinning like a fidget. New chains on, real cold, super frigid. Stupid ass bitch, only gave her 6 digits. You want my phone number, well here's the wrong number. Ayy, riding new shit, rim spinning like a fidget. New chains on, real cold, super frigid. Stupid ass bitch, only gave her 6 digits. You want my phone number, well here's the wrong number. You like some broke headphones, only one side work. Right side, left side, she make both sides twerk.
Was a bop on the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club tryna pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go, go, go with the flow back then until I touch my toes. I don't wanna roll, roll, roll the boat. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I float. Big up yourself cause you know they don't. I chew, chew, chew cause they hope I show.
I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass.
Say bitch on the after, you been the before. I've been the stallion, you been the seahorse. Don't need a report, don't need a press run. All of my bad pics been all my best ones. I wear the hat and I wear the pants. I am advanced, so I get advanced. And I do my dance and cancel the plans. And boo, don't be mad, cause you had a chance.
Yeah, say I took it and I ran for it. I win it and I stand on it. Money on the floor when we dance on it. Shine bright with a put a tan on it. Say I took it and I ran for it. I win it and I stand on it. Money on the floor when we dance on it. Shine bright with a put a tan on it. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass.
Thank you.
Okay, I just would like to say thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. Even if you're a Pisces, like, you're still, I'm kidding, I really like Pisces, I don't know why I said that. Thank you so much for listening tonight. This has been a lovely show with my lovely trainees. Thank you for being here. And this is DJ Hoppa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We will be back next week for another remixed, deep fried, intergalactic dive into the Cheeto realm.
The Cheetoverse.
Oh my gosh, that was really not PC of me. I'm sorry. But we will be back next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.